I'd encourage you to open your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 6, if you will. Deuteronomy chapter 6, we'll read verses 1 through 9. Here Moses is addressing the children of Israel and giving some further instructions that he had received from God for those people to follow. It says in verse 1 of Deuteronomy chapter 6, "Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God, to keep all His statutes and His commandments which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Therefore hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates." Some very important instructions are given in these verses to the children of Israel for them to follow in their daily lives so that they might be distinguished and set apart as the children of God. These instructions were for the household, the heads of the household, and for them to hand them down to their children, and their children might obey them and hand them down to their children. And so the fathers had a great responsibility, as well as the mothers. And so today we also have great responsibilities in our families. Today on our calendars in the United States of America, it's marked as Father's Day. So this evening we're going to take just a few minutes and talk about fathers, that is, earthly dads, as we might talk about my dad and your dad. Those of us that are fathers, that have children, and those that are grandfathers. And so the importance of the role of a father in life. The Bible talks about fathers and mothers, and the role of each one. That is, the responsibilities of both the father and the mother. And so each one has a responsibility to themselves, and they have responsibility together to their family and to those around them. So let's take just a few minutes and think about the importance of fathers. And of course, we understand that as children, we are certainly to honor our father and our mother, and to love our parents and to care for our parents and to give them the due respect that they should have. That we would honor our parents all the days of their life, and that we would obey our parents in the Lord, for that this is right. And so honoring our parents, honoring our fathers and mothers is important. But fathers have a certain responsibilities there to fulfill, just like mothers do. And so let's look at some of these this evening that the Bible talks about that fathers should be doing in their life. This would be my responsibility and your responsibility as men who have children. One of the things that we need to be doing as fathers is teaching and training our children correctly. Now, all fathers are teaching and training their children in some way. All fathers are influencing and setting some type of example to their children. But the important thing is, are we setting the right kind of example? Are we setting the proper example that is found in God's Word that a dad should give to his son and to his daughters? So there's the proper example that we need to be giving before our children as we bring them up. And even after they're grown, the example that we set around our children, even though they're grown, they're still our children. They're out on their own. They left their father and their mother. The man is cleaving to his wife, or she's took a husband and she's gone from her parents. But still, they're still our parents. And as parents, then we have a responsibility to continue living a life of a good example before our children, no matter how old they may be. But as fathers and as parents, we have a responsibility to correctly train our children. And the proper way to do that is to train our children up in the way that they should go according to the Word of God. The words we read there a few minutes ago here in Deuteronomy chapter 6 indicates and also emphasizes that the Israelites were to teach their children the Word of God. that they were to teach them the things that God had commanded, that they were to be taught to the son and to the grandson, and that they in turn were to pass that on. So there's a proper way to teach our children. And as fathers, we need to teach and train our children correctly. Certainly Solomon said in Proverbs 22 and verse 6, train up a child the way he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it. So there is a way that a child should go. There is a way in which a child should be brought up. There is a way in which a man should bring up his son and his daughter. There's a way that parents should bring up their children, and we need to do it in the right way. And the right way comes from God. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4, as we think about dads and fathers and their responsibilities, Paul says that dads need to set the right example to their children and not provoke their children. He says, and you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath or to anger, as some version put it, but bring them up in the discipline. Now here it is again, the right way to bring up our children, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. So there's a proper way for us as dads to bring up our children. There's a proper way for fathers to be toward their children as they grow up in life, as they go from a baby to a toddler to a preschool and school age and high school and college. As they grow up, we're to be the proper example. And there's teaching in every phase of life that those children need. And so we need to make sure that we're doing the right thing in every phase of life in bringing our children up in the way they should go. Look back at Deuteronomy 6 again, and let's look at verse 7. He says, you shall teach them diligently to your children. Teach what? The commandments of the Lord to your children. So we see then that as fathers, there's a proper way to bring up our children. There's a proper way to teach our children. There are things that our children ought to be taught, primarily the Word of God. And then the ways of life and the things of life that would protect our children and prepare them for a life that they're going to live on their own. Teaching and training our children. So am I as a dad, or you as a dad or as a grandfather, whichever the case may be, are we bringing up our children? Are we teaching our children? Are we training our children in the way they should go? Teaching and training our children is very important. There's number 700, I believe it is, in our book. Let's turn over there. Brother Huey Hartzell, I believe, wrote this song. Number 700. I want to read the words of this song entitled, Train Your Children. And in this song, it places emphasis on the importance of our children, the gift that they are to us, the blessing they are to us, and the importance we have then of trying to make sure we bring them up in the right way, the responsibility we have to train them. Precious gifts that come from God, our dear children whom we love. What a blessed privilege we have, molding hearts for heaven above. Teach your children, love your children, train them in the way of God. What a sweet reunion there will be in our home eternally. Verse 2, fathers, you must lead the way, daily teach and with them pray. And the mothers too, with tender hand, kindly guide them lest they stray. Verse 3, sweetest home Christ has prepared, where no tear will dim our eye. And our faithful loved ones there can sing grateful praise to God on high. Teach your children, love your children, train them in the way of God. What a sweet reunion there will be in our home eternally. So we have a great responsibility as parents, as fathers, to teach and train our children the proper way. Are we doing that as dads? Are we doing that as parents? Again, fathers, we have a responsibility in our life to lead by a good example in both word and in action. Go back to Ephesians 6 and verse 4, where Paul said, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. A parent, a dad, needs to be careful in the way he talks to his children, in the way he disciplines his children, in the way he trains his children, that he sets the right example, so that when he tells his children, no, you should not do that, that they see in him a man that does not do that. So that when they see hear their dad say, you should do this, and it's the right thing to do, that they see in their dad doing that thing, and knowing that that's the right thing to do, because they watch their dad do it on a daily basis. So are we bringing up our children with the right example? Of course, Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16 talks about the example of a Christian. This is man, woman, boy, or girl. Anyone who's baptized into Christ, we are setting an example. And so, whether it be fathers or mothers or who, as Christians, we are to set the right example to our children. But as dads, we need to remember we're the head of the household. We have the responsibility of our family on our shoulders. We need to make sure that we're setting the right example, the proper example before our children in the way we talk, the words we use before them, in our actions, the things they see us involved in, the places that they see us go, the way they see us deal with other people, the way they see us treat others in business and in social life and in the affairs of life. What are our children seeing in us? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We need to let our children see good works, that we can glorify our Father in heaven, that they might see Christ in us, that they might see the attributes of the Savior in their dad, that they can be brought up then to say, my dad set a good example to me. He was honest. He was truthful. He watched his words. He watched his feet. He watched his path where he went. He was careful in the steps of life. I learned a lot from my dad. Can our children say that about us as dads? Well, as fathers, we should also discipline our children with proper instruction and correction. I've already hit on this a little bit a few minutes ago and I got ahead of myself. But discipline with proper instruction and correction. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 12. There's a right way to discipline our children. Not with wrath, not with anger that's out of control, not in a malicious way, not in a hateful way, but in the right way, through strictness, through disciplinary action that is out of love, but it is strict in a way that the children know that we mean business, but we're doing it out of love that they can understand the meaning of what that discipline is. And this is another one of those I wish I could have had a do-over. Remember this morning I said, talked about some things that I wished I could do over. Now I look back and see I made a lot of mistakes, and this is one of the things I wish I had known better when I was 25 or 35 or 40 years old with my own children, that I would have been more careful in disciplining my children in the way that I talk to them. Instead of getting maybe angry when I shouldn't and discipline them in a way that maybe I shouldn't have disciplined them before I thought about it, maybe out of quick anger. And sometimes we as parents do that. Child makes us mad. They do something that aggravates us, and out of a certain rage, we grab them up and we say something to them we shouldn't say, and we do something to them we shouldn't have done, and then we're sorry for it. And oh, I wish I could take that back. But how many I wish I could take back that I have with my children, that I could have been more of a calm and peaceable and wait and see type thing, and talk to them in that manner, bringing up our children. Discipline them with proper instructions. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 12. For whom the Lord loves, He reproves, even as a father corrects the son in whom he delights. So correction is a good thing. The father and the mother ought to delight in correcting their children, but let's do it in the right way. We're correcting them out of love because we want them to go on the right path. We're correcting them so they'll go in the right direction, but we need to do it by setting the right example. If they see us lose our temper and out of rage do something to them to punish them at the spur of the moment before we thought about it, then I made too many of those mistakes as a dad. I should have stepped back and said time out and thought about it and then talked to my child. And I'm glad that my wife had that temperament, that she could talk to our children and teach our children, and they could really respect and appreciate what she told them, and understand that this is really the way it ought to be, because we learn over years, don't we? So we learn from our mistakes. But it'd be better sometimes if we could learn from the Word of God first and avoid some of those mistakes as dads, as parents. Oh, that we could have some do-overs as dads. Well, As fathers, we should also use our time wisely. Time with our children. I'm sure that quantity of time is very important. Children need time with their parents. And that's another do-over I wish I could have. All those years. Wasted years and wasted hours and wasted minutes. And you think, oh, I've got to get to the job. I've got to make that dollar. Oh, I've got to get this done. And we know our children's there, but we're not really spending quality time with them. But it may not be the amount of time, but it's the how we spend the time with them. But then again, over the years you learn that yes, a lot of it would have had to do with how much time we spent with them because we spent too little time with them doing the right things. Another do-over that I can't do. Another do-over that I wish I had, I could bring back. So, as parents, as fathers, are we using our time wisely while our children grow up? That first birthday, that second birthday, that fifth birthday, and look at it, and then where are they at? They're graduating high school. And you shake your head as a mother and a dad, and you say, where did the time go? Seemed like she just learned to walk, or he just took his first steps, and now they're walking down the aisle to get their diploma. Time goes by quickly. We need to learn to use our time wisely. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 16 and 17, make the most of your time, for the days are evil. So then understand what the will of the Lord is. Using our time wisely. I wonder how many dads are like me that as we get older and we realize the mistakes we've made, we try to make some of that time up with our children. We try to call them a little more often. We try to encourage them a little bit more. We try to be there for them more than ever because we know that we fail with our time. Using our time wisely. Bringing up our children and where they should go. Well, as fathers, we need to provide for our families first, spiritually, and foremost, spiritual training, spiritual upbringing, teaching the Word of God, seeking the Word of God. But we need to provide for our families. Be good providers, food, clothing, and shelter, education, welfare, physical welfare, material needs, providing those. That's responsibility of the dad, to make sure that there's a place for his family to live and stay that's dry when it rains and warm enough to survive when it's cold and cool enough to survive when it's hot and safe from the elements with food on the table to eat, to sustain them, medical care, the provisions of life, and those spiritual things, providing for our family. I know 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8 is in the context of widows, but any man that provides not for his own, he's denied the faith and he's worse than an infidel. So certainly we have responsibility. If we have responsibility to the widows in our family, we certainly have responsibility to our children in our family. Wouldn't you say that we ought to make sure that we're providing for our families? Over the years, I've come in contact with a few men that really didn't have responsibilities, did not take the responsibility of providing for their family very seriously because their children oftentimes didn't have the food that they needed or the clothes perhaps that they needed or the care they needed. Because he thought too much of himself, and if he made a little extra money, he spent it on booze or gambling or his own selfish wants of, I'll buy myself a new rod and reel and he can wait till next year to have a new pair of shoes. I'll buy myself a new weapon to hunt with. And she can wait to have a new dress till next spring. How many dads There are men who think that way. There are men who are selfish. And they're lazy. And they're idling. And they do not have the get up and go to provide for their children. Providing for our children. Providing for our children. The things of life. Most of all, spiritually. And then the physical and material needs. Are we as dads, as fathers, working with our hands, working with our minds, using our abilities and talents that God gave us to provide for our families food, clothing, and shelter, and the care they need, the protection they need, and really, they need it, but it's our responsibility to provide it because we have them, they are ours, let's love them, let's care for them. What kind of dad have I been? What kind of dad have you been? What kind of dads are we going to be? What kind of dad are we today? Well, as fathers, we need to keep our priorities in line. I've talked to some dads a few times over the years that didn't miss a service. And you call and check on them and they'd say, well, I took my son to the races. That's why we wasn't at services. Several years ago, in this very parking lot, a man told me that. He didn't worship here. But they had come here on a Sunday night and didn't go where they normally went. And he said, we went to the races today. So we came here tonight. What did his son see in his dad when he put a race, an Indy 500 race ahead of the services? A dad needs to explain to his son that, you know, they have those races on Sunday during service times, and our first priority is going to heaven. And we're not going to go to that and miss the services. Now, we can watch the rerun on TV if you want to. Be glad to sit there and watch it with you. But set that example. But once you've took him and he's gone with you, then in the back of his mind, he'll always say, well, Dad, you know, remember that time we missed services to go to the races? So, I'm sorry, I'm 17 years old. I'm going fishing with my buddies Sunday. I'm not going to the services. Oh, I go Sunday night. Don't you remember we went Sunday night after the race? So, are we ready for that responsibility as a dad to keep our priorities in line, seeking first the kingdom of God, loving the Lord with all our heart, and loving our children's soul enough to set the right example to them and for them so that they see the way they ought to go? We're all human. We all make mistakes. But at the same time, as Christians, we're capable of being able to do a lot of good things. And I commend you, all of you that are good parents, for the good things you do. Don't give up. And don't let one mistake or two mistakes or three mistakes or a dozen mistakes deter you from serving God and continuing on to make things right and bring your children up. Don't give up. That's another point in this lesson. That as parents, we don't need to give up. If we fail to keep our priorities straight sometime, there's no excuse if we let something prevent us when we could have avoided it. But if we made that mistake, then let's repent of it. Let's let our children see that we understand that we made a mistake and that we're going to change that and we're not going to let it happen again. And then they can see that in their dad or their mother. That, you know, I can make things right in my life and I can do better. I saw my parents do it. We want our children to be able to see that in us. Well, as parents, as fathers, we need to realize the end result of doing what is right. The end result. We all can picture in our mind the end result of doing what's wrong, can't we? The I'm sorrys. I wish I had a do-over. I wish I hadn't done it that way. Or if I just stopped and thought. But realize the end result of doing things right according to God's will while we're there, while we got the opportunity. And if we'll do that, at the end of the day, we can realize the benefits of having been the right kind of dad, the right kind of parent, and bringing up our children. Notice what Proverbs tells us in Proverbs chapter 23 and verse 24. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who has a wise son will be glad. We need to be glad and thankful, those of us that are parents, for having the opportunity to raise our children. And those of you that are now raising your children, be thankful for that opportunity, for being able to raise your children up and raise them up in the way they should go. And if we make mistakes, let's acknowledge our mistakes. Let's correct our mistakes and move forward. And we can see the end result then of doing what was right and doing the best thing in the best situation we could at the time. And then, I don't have it on the board, but I want to bring this to our attention before we close the lesson tonight. As dads and as mothers, as parents, we do the best we can do with what we've got as we go through life, trying to do the right thing. At the end of the day, I may have failed in regard to my children in certain aspects of their life, and for that I'm sorry. At the end of the day, you may have failed yourself and think that you failed your children in regard to some things in their life. But at the end of the day, when we've done the best we could do and we did what was right in the sight of God and we acknowledged our wrongs and we asked for forgiveness, at the end of the day, we brought them up and they're on their own. All we can do is continue to encourage them to serve God and be faithful, to come back to God and do His will, and pray for them every day. Be a good example for them. Reach out to them. Let them reach out to us and help them and pray that they will come around and they'll see the error of their way, because we've seen the error of our ways. But don't beat ourselves up and live in pain and anguish and sorrow and regret because of mistakes we may have made or think we may have made. And we may have not have made those mistakes. We just think we do. Because when children grow up, they're grown men and women. They're going to step out and they're going to make their own decisions. A father is not responsible for the sins of his son. Neither is the mother responsible for the sins of her daughter when they are grown and on their own. We love them, we care for them, we want to help them to come out of that. But we shouldn't live in misery and pain and cry every day and worry about things and let it get us down and hold us back because of their mistakes. But we need to admonish them, encourage them, and pray for them, do what we can to help them, and leave it in the hands of the Lord. That's why He says, take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Let's bring up our children. Let's teach our children. Let's train our children. Let's be thankful for our children. And even when they're grown and they have children of their own, or they have grandchildren of their own, and if we're still around, let's continue to be good parents and encourage them every way we can and to warn them every opportunity we get. But don't let it drag us away. Don't let us bring us down because of past mistakes we may have made or we may think we have made and didn't actually make them. It just turned out that way and it seems to be that way. Well, fathers, we need to let our life be such that our children can look up to us and honor us and want to obey us. Malachi chapter 1 and verse 6, when he was talking about the children of Israel and the fact that God was not honored as He should, He talked about the fact that sons honor their fathers, but they won't honor Him. Children, we need to honor our parents. We need to love our parents. Children, we need to obey our parents in the Lord. love and honor our parents and obey our parents. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Sons, honor your father. So may we as children fulfill our responsibility to our parents. Whether you may be 5 years old or 13 years old, or whether we are grown men and women and our parents are older, let's honor our parents and help them every day that we can, as long as they live, as long as we have that opportunity to help them. And may we as fathers and as mothers, as parents, always realize our responsibilities to our children, to our families, and fulfill those responsibilities. I want to look at one more song before we conclude, and the lesson will be yours. 472. I just wish I wasn't so hoarse and we could sing this song. But we're going to read it. God give us Christian homes. Homes where the Bible is loved and taught. Homes where the Master's will is sought. Homes crowned with beauty thy love hath wrought. God give us Christian homes. God give us Christian homes. Homes where the Father is true and strong. Homes that are free from the blight of wrong. Homes that are joyous with love and song. God give us Christian homes. God give us Christian homes. Homes where the mother in queenly quest strives to show others thy way is best. Homes where the Lord is an honored guest. God give us Christian homes. Verse 4. God give us Christian homes. Homes where the children are led to know Christ in His beauty who loves them so. Homes where the altar fires burn and glow. God give us Christian homes. God give us Christian homes. Well, dads, I'm one of them, and some of you are dads. Let us be thankful for our children. Parents, let's love our children. Children, love your parents. Let's follow God's instructions. Do His will. Do what our responsibilities entail as life. And leave it in God's hands. Do a lot of praying. Do a lot of hoping. Do a lot of teaching. But don't give up. If you're here this evening and you're not a child of God, then why not confess Christ and be baptized this evening? You can leave the building with your sins forgiven. If you are a child of God and something's wrong in your life you need to correct in a public way, then Peter's going to lead us in the invitation song number 272. Please come at this time if you have a need.